Well, hello to you and a very warm welcome to the OK Cafe. If it's your first time visiting us here, then may I recommend that you go back and listen to the introduction. It's only 15 minutes long and I think it will give you a good overview of why we are here in the OK Cafe and what this virtual space is all about and why I created it in the first place, and I suppose most importantly why I am choosing to share it with you. But if you have visited us before, then you know the routine by now. Come in, get that comfortable seat that with a nice big armchair, or I'm actually laying on my bed right now, so you know, really super chilled. So get in that comfortable space and get a drink if you would like one, and we can begin. So I wanted to start this visit to the OK Cafe telling you a bit of a story. So a week or so ago, I think, I was at a networking event, and as is with those evening events, sometimes if you're like me and a single parent, that childcare issue is always a bit of a juggle. And what happened for this particular networking event that started at 6:30 is that I didn't have childcare. So my daughter is old enough now that she can come to an event like that and kind of keep herself entertained for a couple of hours. Well enough. So I thought, well, I will bring her with me. And it was one of those networking events. It was a new group that had started, and we did introductions. There were probably about 25 people in the room, and the organizer decided that we were going to do introductions by standing up at the front. And my daughter and I were sat on the back row, so we kind of knew what was going to happen. And I asked my daughter if she wanted to go up with me when I went up, and she said that she was nervous about doing that. And I said that's fine, she didn't have to go up, but I was asking her, did she want to? And she said yes, she wanted to. She wanted to tell people about what she enjoyed doing. She kind of got the gist from what other people were saying that this was about, you know, what roles they had, what jobs they did, what work they were in. So she wanted to talk about what she enjoyed doing and what she would want to do for her work in the future, but she was nervous about going up at the front and talking in front of everybody. Understandably so. I think I do a lot of networking, a lot of those kind of 60-second elevator pitches, and I still get nervous. I don't think that comes naturally to everybody. I don't know if it comes naturally to anybody, but it certainly doesn't come naturally to me. So I said I understood that she was nervous and that I was nervous too, but I wanted to go up because I wanted to tell the people in the room about what I did. And she said yes, she wanted to go up and tell the people in the room about what she enjoyed and what she wanted to do. So we did. We both went up, and she said to me before we went up that she would feel less nervous if I held her hand. So I said absolutely, I would do that. And so we both went up together holding hands, and I did my pitch and she did hers. And she told the room she wants to be an artist when she grows up. So she told the room that she wanted to be an artist, that she loved art, that she loved painting and drawing, and that she saw art everywhere. And that was one why she wanted to do that when she was older. And she obviously, understandably, got a big round of applause from the room, and went and sat back down very pleased with herself. And obviously I told her how brave she was, and we stopped for a bit of a treat on the way home to celebrate. And I'm sharing that story with you because it kind of sparked some reflection, really, for me on fear and what we do with fear. And I found, you know, a 7-year-old's reaction to a situation where she was most certainly afraid of getting up and speaking in front of everybody, but at the same time knew that she wanted to do it and that there were specific reasons of why she wanted to do it. She wanted to share her story. And so though that moment of kind of understanding from her that she was afraid, but yet she wanted kind of the outcome from doing the thing that she was afraid of, and that there was a way of helping her to feel less afraid, and that was by me holding her hand. And I thought, I mean, I am always in awe of my daughter and how amazingly wonderful she is as a human being, as I'm sure all parents are. But I reflected on her awareness in that moment and my lack of awareness, really, in the same way, in the kind of recognition of feeling afraid, but understanding that the thing that was causing the fear needed to be done to get the outcome that was desired. And most importantly, and I'm going to say this again, the understanding that there was something that would help her to feel less afraid. And that was having her hand held while she spoke. And I'm afraid of many things. And I push myself to do them a lot of the time because I know that doing them is what I want, or I suppose I want the outcome from doing them. But I forget that final bit that is so important, that actually there are things that can help me to feel less afraid and to help me to do the thing, or help me to do the thing that I am afraid of. And if a 7-year-old can understand and appreciate that, and to be aware, self-aware enough to kind of recognize what her need would be, then surely that is something that I should be recognizing more. And that's it, really. I don't think I've got any further with that, apart from that awareness that not only do I need to be pushing myself to do these things that I am afraid of because I want the outcome that doing them brings me, but that I also need to be thinking about how to help myself in those situations, how to help myself to feel less afraid, or more prepared, perhaps. What is it that's going to hold my hand in those moments? And I found that very interesting. I found that a very interesting place to be this month, and to reflect on those things I need to feel less afraid. So we are coming to an end of our time in the OK Cafe, and this is normally the point where I give you some further reading or recommended reading. But actually, today I'm going to give you some recommended watching. And I am going to recommend the movie of the moment, which is the Avengers Endgame. And I'm recommending that not just to put money into the Marvel franchise, although for those of you who have read The Superhero I Was Born to Be, you will know how influenced I have been by Marvel, and the flawed superhero from the Batman comics of my childhood. But the reason I am recommending Endgame is because of one particular moment and its relevance to what I've been talking about today. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but there is a moment where, whilst exploring the flawed superhero concept, which I kind of enjoy so much, is there is a moment where one of the superheroes struggling is told, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't have it written down, but he is told that everyone fails at being who they are supposed to be. But it is the measure of a person, of a hero, how well they succeed at being who they are. And watching that this month and in that particular moment, I recognised that I have spent much of my life being afraid to be who I am and putting on a persona or a brave face or a game face or whatever barrier it is, however you want to describe that barrier, because the fear of being who I am and being rejected by the world for being who I am was too great. Yet now I feel that, although that fear is still there, I know what to do to help myself to overcome it. And it feels like a very powerful place to be, that I'm actually sort of poised on a springboard, if you will, kind of ready to catapult myself forward, but most importantly, I think, ready to succeed at really being who I am.